This is 5 minutes to change your life. My name's Joanne Mallon. I'm an author and coach. I love helping people to make wee changes that make a massive difference in their lives. Give me 5 minutes of your time today. Just might change your life. Hey, how you doing? So last time we talked about instinct and how we can all become more connected to our gut instinct. Your instinct is the sum of all the wisdom that your mind and body has gathered so far. And it's using that information to show you what to do next. And this is why you can trust it, because it knows the score, knows what it's doing. And one point people often make about this is, well, how do I know that this is my instinct that I'm listening to? How do I know that this really is my inner wisdom, that it's worth following? And this is an important point to consider, because not every feeling or reaction that you get in your guts is necessarily connected to your instinct. In particular, I want you to be aware of the difference between gut instinct and fear. They can often feel quite similar physically, sort of an indefinite knowing in the body. But the big difference between the two is that your instinct will usually pull you towards something, whereas your fear will more often push things away. And you'll know that it's fear showing up if you hear yourself starting to make excuses about why something can't happen, why you can't do something. If you feel drawn towards doing something, but at the same time you've got a big long list of reasons why it won't work out, that's your instinct and your fear speaking at the same time, competing for your attention. The instinct is born out of wisdom and experience, but fear doesn't have any of that. It's all about speculation. You can't possibly know if something won't work out if you haven't done it yet. I mean, maybe it will fall flat on its face. But equally, it might be a stunning success. You just don't know until you do it. Fear often shows up when we're on the brink of a major change or breakthrough. This is the feeling of your comfort zone expanding. And your brain is trying to do what it always does, and that's keep you safe. So it uses fear, a very powerful weapon. And if you listen to the fear, maybe it will keep you safe within that comfort zone, but it'll also keep you small and stop you from doing all the magnificent things that you have the potential to do. Following your instinct might involve taking a risk, and it's the risk part that tends to ignite the fear. And this is why we need to know the difference between the two. Intuition feels calm. Fear feels agitated. So ask yourself, is this a calm, sure knowing, or is this a jittery, anxious kind of feeling? Basically, if it feels like your knickers are in a twist, then it's not intuition. A question I often use in coaching sessions when a client has a dilemma that they're stuck on, I'll say, what is your instinct telling you about this? And they'll stop and pause and often get a kind of a faraway look in their eyes. And then they'll usually come out with something quite unexpected that they haven't said at all before. It's a really powerful question, and one which I would encourage you to use the next time you're not sure about what to do. Just ask yourself, what is my instinct telling me about this? And then, just for funsies, you can also ask yourself, what is my fear telling me about this? Because that'll be something interesting too, I'm sure. Ultimately, both our fear and our instinct are working in our best interests. But you listen to one of them, it's going to keep you small. You listen to the other, and you will grow and grow and grow. So you choose which one you want to listen to. You choose which one to trust. I know which one I'm choosing. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.